I'm a decent boy from Ireland, from the town of Ballyfad. I want a situation, and I want it very bad. I seen employment advertised, it's just the thing, says I. But the dirty spalpeen answers with, no Irish need apply.
I started off to find the house, I got it mighty soon. Where I found the young chap seated, he was reading the Tribune. I told him what I came for when he in a rage did fly. Well, says he, you are a paddy and no Irish need apply. Then I gets my dander rising and I'd like to black his eye, to tell an Irish gentleman no Irish need apply.
Sure, I've heard that in America it always is the plan, that an Irishman is just as good as any other man. At home and hospitality he never will deny, the stranger here or ever say no Irish need apply. But some black sheep are in the flock, a dirty lot, says I, but a decent man would never write no Irish need apply.
Wanted, an American or English woman that understands cooking and to assist in the work generally, if wished. Also, a girl to do chamber work. None need apply without a recommendation from their last position. Irish people need not apply.
Oh, the Irish washwoman hasn't an equal. She rubs better than other people. She jigs a bit, sings a bit. Woman's life is not dreary. She jiggles and wiggles, an eyeful of Ireland, pride of the Irish, the washwoman queen.
Oh, the Irish washwoman hasn't an equal. She runs and scrubs and then other people. She jigs a bit, sings a bit all the day long, and her heart's like a shamrock, it sings a gay song. The neighbours all listen to Mrs. McCleary and vow that a washwoman's life is not dreary. She jiggles and wiggles, an eyeful of Ireland, pride of the Irish, the washwoman queen. Pride of the Irish, the washwoman queen.
Wick said to Bridget, "Look at the dust on this sideboard. I can write my name on it."
"Lord above, missus, isn't it a great thing to have an education?"
Mrs. Van Wick asked Bridget if she'd change the water in the goldfish bowl.
"Deed and I did not, missus, for they didn't drink what I gave them yesterday. Oh, I couldn't stand it longer, so a hold of him I took, and gave him such a welting hollered me la murder, and to get away to try, and swore he'd never write again, no Irish need apply. Oh, he made a big apology.